the Parts Unknown Studios.
You've entered the battleground.
Battleground! The battleground! Battleground! The battleground!
Welcome to the Battleground Podcast, your place for all things pro wrestling.
Battleground! The battleground! Battleground! The battleground!
Now making their way to the microphones, give it up for your hosts.
Welcome to the Battleground.
Welcome, everyone, to the Battle Gals Podcast, the lady part of the Battleground Podcast, where we discuss all things women's pro wrestling. I'm your belle of the brawl, Lena, and I'm joined by my Battle Gals today, the OG Battle Gals, like we just said. It is a triple threat, y'all.
Oh, I love that.
Yes. In one corner, you know her from her YouTube channel and podcast, Rest Friends. Say hello to Iridian. Hey, girl.
Woo, I am ready to party on this podcast.
She's got those John Cena motivational tweets, y'all. Stay tuned. Stay tuned for a live reading. And in the other corner, you know her from her podcast, Wrestling Wind Down, which just celebrated 2 years of delivering wrestling content. And Vino, say hello and congrats to Lo. Hey, Lo.
Hi. Thank you for having me, of course.
Yes, and congratulations on 2 years of Wrestling Wind Down. That's exciting.
Thank you so much.
And today we are discussing the recent releases of women WWE talent. Last year around this time, right at the beginning of the pandemic, fans call that day Black Wednesday, when a list of talent was released from the company, which among those, I went back and looked earlier, were Serena Deeb and Tay Conti, which if you asked me who they were last year, I would have had no idea, but we see them soaring in AEW, so hopefully that's a good sign of things to come, question mark? I don't know. Fast forward to April 15th, 2021, and Twitter blew up with the news of the recent WWE releases following WrestleMania 37. And among those names were Billie Kay and Peyton Royce, formerly of the Iconics, Chelsea Green, and WWE legend Mickie James. Now, how did y'all feel when you first saw the news break last week? And I will say, I saw Rest Friends break the news about Billie Kay, and that's what got my eye.
Can I just say, like, when I first saw the tweet, there was barely any retweets on it, barely any likes, so I definitely thought I was getting bamboozled, right? So What I did was I screenshot it, and I sent it to Iridian and our friend Ella, and I was like, what the hell? Like, I was so confused, right? And I got bamboozled like 2 weeks ago by a fake WWE account. So I was like on edge. I'm like, is this real? And then I went back to verify and it was real. And I was like, what the hell is going on?
Yeah. I'll raise your hand if you've ever been personally victimized by WWE releasing your favorite talent. I was definitely offended. And I took Billie Kay, like her release personally, because I feel like I just connected to her more on the roster than a lot of, you know, women who are currently there. And when they announced Billie, they were like, okay, well, it's not just going to be Billie. It's also Peyton. So you're not going to get the Iconics back in WWE. I was devastated.
Yeah, I know we've been
talking
about,
we will never hear that theme song again.
Oh, and Femme Fatale, and it's so good. And I know we've talked about the Iconics getting back together, yeah. And it's WWE is just squashing our dreams.
They really are.
Oh my gosh. It was a very emotional day. And I remember Ella, she did a Instagram live and she was talking about it. And I really thought, I was tearing up. And I know how much she loves Mickie James. So, man, what big news.
Mickie James.
Oh my gosh. I do have some information that I saw released today from Cage Side Seats. So this is a whole quote. Dave Meltzer seemed to indicate on Wrestling Observer Radio that some of the recent WWE releases may have been due to some of the wrestlers complaining about their booking. He also claimed that WWE's mentality on AEW shifted when Dynamite did such a high viewership for its first unopposed show. Fightful Select says there were plans in place for a women's faction involving Chelsea Green, Vanessa Bourne, and Santana Garrett, but it was ultimately nixed. And according to The Observer, Mickie James tried out as a TV announcer for WWE before her release. Now, all these superstars have a 90-day non-compete clause in their contracts, won't be able to join any other promotions till after July 14th, 2021. So, what do y'all think?
Okay, Lena, with the lowdown.
With the low, with the tea, girl. You know, always have the tea. What do y'all think sparked this? Like, we know last year when it happened, it was the beginning of the pandemic. Budget cuts were happening because there were no fans. What do y'all think did this?
I don't know. You know, some people on Twitter have brought up the fact that a lot of superstars have requested their release, and that hasn't been granted. But then, you know, WWE just released all of these people, so it's not adding up. It doesn't make any sense. And for Mickie James to have tried out for commentary and them just said no, like, we have Beth Phoenix doing a great job on NXT, so I feel like they just didn't know what to do with her. And that's what they said about Billie Kay too, that the executive TV director Kevin Dunn said that she had a feeling and that he didn't really get her character, which makes no sense, because Billie Kay was so entertaining, and she wasn't even wrestling, right?
Yeah. It's like, how, you know, can what's you not interesting?
A lot of these superstars that got released, specifically the women's talent like Mickie James and Billie Kay, they were just involved in WrestleMania weekend. Mickie James did the Takeover pre-show. She was on commentary. I don't know if that was her audition or what. That I would be curious to know if that was actually her audition. Then you have Billie Kay, who competed in the first night of WrestleMania. It's crazy, to think about how, you know, these people were involved not even a week ago, and now they don't have a job. I think it's interesting, though, that, you know, Billie Kay and, you know, Peyton Royce, they were in a tag team. They got released. It almost makes me wonder, did they want to get back together and WWE wasn't going for it? And they were like, well, we're getting the hell out of here. And then you have Chelsea Green and Mickie James, who have been going back and forth on Twitter, seeming like they were going to become a tag team, and they got released. So I'm wondering if the whole tag team faction or similarity between these two, or four women, I should say, was the reason why they got released. I mean, I don't know. I think it's a mess. Like, it's sad. Mickie James came back to WWE a couple years ago. It was amazing to see her back. She went up against Asuka in NXT, and we really thought that she was going to have a strong run, and WWE just unfortunately didn't know how to utilize her. She's a legend just like, you know, Trish Stratus, Lita, Jazz, and she's not looked at or treated like such. You know, she was in that storyline where they were talking about her age, which I saw that might have been a cause. I was reading something earlier today where people were saying that her age might have been a factor into why she was released. Undertaker is old, girl, and he was wrestling forever.
Yes, I also saw that. They said her not being used and her age made her a prime target to be cut. And that does offend me. Like, that's very inappropriate, it seems like. Just like you said, The Undertaker is old. Bill Goldberg.
Yes, and they keep bringing
Uncle Bill
back.
Or Grandpa Bill. What do we call him?
Grandpa Bill.
Grandpa Bill. I did see online people speculating that budget cuts happen from a business standpoint in order to get rid of some contracts before taxes are due to make numbers look good for investors.
That's like a lie.
I didn't even think of that.
When they were talking about budget cuts that needed to be made, you guys just literally had so many new subscribers because you got rid of the WWE network. So we all had to pay for Peacock. You can't tell me that these, you know, cuts had to be made. And it was only 10 people too. I feel like if they wanted to really save money, they would have got rid of so much more talent, right? And these endorsements, WrestleMania was sponsored by Snickers. You can't tell me that they didn't get money either.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, they're already raking in the bucks. I mean, you get rid of 10 superstars. I don't know how much money that would be, but it's just probably minuscule in the big picture.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We had WrestleMania meet and greets. Lo and I paid for them. So that's just more money in their pocket.
We got gypped. Let's just talk about that. I mean, on the note of like meet and greets, like I think meet and greets are an extremely great opportunity. Like, don't get me wrong, it's amazing to meet your favorite superstars, but you're charging $125, $175 for a 2-minute meet and greet. Like, money does not grow on trees, Vince McMahon. I don't know about where you live, but I know it. Money does not grow on trees here. Like, and you think about, you know, all these superstars raked in that money. And fortunately, you know, the superstars that did have those meet and greets, they weren't released. But, you know, I'm sure a lot of people would have wanted to meet Billie Kay. She was so popular on SmackDown. And, you know, I think about what if she would have had a meet and greet and charged, you know, $125, $175, and then been released the next week, people would be fuming.
Mm-hmm. I bet it would have been popular, too, because she's just so, she's so funny, and her charisma is just infectious.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But let's start with talking about Chelsea Green. Chelsea Green, she's been around. She's been wrestling since about 2014, but she was part of NXT in 2018. Have y'all gotten to listen to the Fightful interview that she did that dropped yesterday by chance? It's the only interview she's done since all this happened.
I watched a snippet of it.
Yeah, it was really good. It's an hour long, but apparently she was very shocked to be let go, and she apparently had heard a rumor that they were going to be cutting wrestlers. And she's very glad that she heard the rumor, because when she got the phone call, she would assume it was going to be her debut, So she's like, I'm glad I heard the rumor. Otherwise, I would have been very let down. But she did. I can't remember if it was aired or not. I don't think it was. But she wrestled Tamina and broke her wrist not too long ago. Oh. And she thinks that's where it all ended for her, because she's broken her wrist before, but she had already been off TV. But she was just very shocked, and it was always her goal to be on Raw or SmackDown. I thought this was very interesting. So she, you know, she wrestles, but she also loves to like act. And so that's why she wanted to be on Raw or SmackDown, to be able to showcase those talents. Whereas she said NXT was more about the wrestling, which I could totally see that, because, you know, NXT, the wrestling is awesome. But her fiance is a part of AEW, and her one of her best friends, Britt Baker, DMD, is also there. So do y'all see her moving to AEW soon?
Oh, man. You know what? I'm thinking a lot of people that just got released are going to be at are going to go to AEW. And like, I know it's like the cliche thing to say, because they're like the number one rival right now for WWE. But, you know, if her best friend is over there, and same thing with Peyton Royce, because her husband is on AEW. And if she's like, oh, well, I'm going to go where my husband wrestles, and I might as well bring my best friend, Billie Kay. So I do feel like maybe there will be a lot of AEW debuts coming up. And I know Tony Khan got a lot of money to pay these wrestlers. So Tony Khan, if you're listening,
make it rain. Right now,
give them their paycheck.
Yes, make it rain. Yes. Peyton posted a picture of herself in a Brody Lee t-shirt. So a lot of fans are thinking that's the hint. Wink, wink. Yes. If she and Billy went together, oh my gosh, the fans would pop.
And if AEW is looking to start a women's tag division, the Iconics, you could really base a division, a tag division, you know, around them, because they had their tag team tournament a while back, and it wasn't really like a tag team tournament. It was just Brandy and an action figure. but I think this time around, I feel like it could work out.
Totally. And I think if you put Chelsea Green and Britt Baker together, or even with Rebel, the three of them together would be an awesome faction.
It would.
You know, I would like to see Chelsea Green go back to Impact. I think, you know, she was very strong there. I personally did not watch Impact at that time, but, you know, I saw pictures shared and stuff like that. I think she needs to go back there. That's where she was at her best. Yeah, she would be good in AEW. I think there's some room for growth there. You know, she can incorporate the character that she had in Impact, but I don't know. I think she kind of needs to go back to where she started at, on Impact. And I think a lot of these ladies could really thrive on Impact. They're doing great things with the women over there. I think AEW, their star try with their men's division, but I think as dedicated and, you know, motivated superstars that have been signed to a WWE contract for however many years, you division that's already built to join, not one that you have to literally build up yourself. So, you know, these women like Billie Kay and Peyton Royce, who have literally moved their entire lives over to the U.S. to live their dream, I don't necessarily see them going over to AEW to help them build their women's division. I see them jumping into something that's already built and bringing their talent there.
Absolutely. Like, and Deonna Purrazzo, she was in NXT and she got released last year and went to Impact, right? And I would totally be about that since I'm in Nashville, and hopefully I could run into these ladies.
Oh, girl, you're going to be out there. We're going to have you as paparazzi.
Right, I know. I just imagined myself with a little fake mustache and sunglasses on.
We're going to give you a microphone so you can just stand outside.
Ready for a mini mic.
Oh, yes.
Like on TikTok.
Yes, please. Oh, my gosh, yes. Are you smart? I love that guy.
AEW's partnership now with Impact. So even if the Iconics go to Impact to take those titles that are already established, they could very well show up on AEW, because right now wrestling is so cohesive. And like, if you watch Impact, you know, Kenny is on AEW and Impact right now. So
yes, and I love that. I love the crossover story.
Yeah.
And like you said earlier about they didn't get Billie Kay, that blows my mind. Like, how can you not see this woman's talent?
And you know, this is the same man who was talking about Becky Lynch's accent. Like, admit that you don't know what's going on anymore. I think a lot of the issues that happen with WWE is that they just don't understand their demographic or their main demographic. You have, you know, 18 to like 35 to 40 year olds who loved Billie Kay. Like, if you're a 65 year old Caucasian man, you might not necessarily relate to an 18 to 35 year old. I mean, it's that simple. Like, and that's fine that they don't relate, but I think as a executive to a wrestling company, you need to have a bright outlook and a positive outlook on these superstars that are coming from all over the world to entertain these fans and make you money. They're paying for your paycheck. Kevin Dunn, you didn't get fired because Billie Kay had been making that money for you, period.
Ooh, girl.
Yet. Yes.
Tell them.
Run and tell that.
Yes.
Especially social media, you know, we're all on most everyone's on Twitter or looking at Twitter or whatever, and just, you know, see what people are saying. I mean, the Bianca and Sasha Banks main event, oh my gosh, I cannot speak. It's late, y'all. It's late here in Nashville. Anyways, it was so exciting when they got to main event WrestleMania, and you know, social media definitely had a play in that. So
yeah,
I don't know. It's all just frustrating. And, you know, so Mickie James, the legend Mickie James, who has been around for so long, she tried out to be an announcer during NXT's TakeOver Stand and Deliver kickoff show. I didn't see that. Apparently that didn't pan out. And apparently she's been very vocal about getting back in the ring. And like Lo said earlier, she had a thing going on with Chelsea Green, reminiscent, you know, of her angle with Trish back in the day. So what happened there? Chelsea, in the interview with Fightful, she touches on that subject, not too deep, but, I guess it got squashed early on. And Chelsea Green says that when they have ideas, she runs with it. And she and Mickey were spitballing back and forth ideas, But then all of a sudden the angle is just cut. And then that's when the faction came in with the three of them that were going to, let's see, that was Chelsea Green, Vanessa Bourne, and Santana Garrett. And then that was nixed. But they signed her for SmackDown, and then she gets the boot. Anyways, what we were saying about Mickey earlier about her not being used and her age made her a prime target to be cut. I don't know. I just don't like that because she's such a bit. She's a big personality. She's a legend. She does have a singing career, so I'm wondering if she'll pursue that more. Will she just focus on her family or what? What do y'all think is going to Mickey James is going to do next?
I was going to say shade at Stephanie McMahon, but Mickey James is younger than Stephanie McMahon.
Oh,
and
booyah.
I'm not throwing shade. It's just a fact. So I'm just saying there's a lot of men who are currently wrestling who are older than Mickey James. So it's not making any sense to me, the age thing of, oh, well, maybe she's too old. I am not buying it. I think that they just said that like as a reason. And you know what? It's because she's a woman, because they didn't let go of a lot of their popular talent who is older than her. And Goldberg and Undertaker still keep having matches. How old is Brock Lesnar? I'm pretty sure he's old too. So I'm just leaving it there.
That's good. You know, the thing is that's interesting to me is that I think about when I first started watching WWE, so put that in the time frame of like 2007, 2008. And I remember even back then looking at, you know, different websites, like as I got older, and I remember, you know, looking at how old the divas were and stuff like that. And the divas were not over like 32 or 33. Like they really always kept them under a certain age because of, you know, them aging and them not being quote unquote attractive after a certain age. I remember reading that one time and I was like, that's so weird. And they had like older women in the division, but there was no one that was like 40 or 50 in the ring, like The Undertaker or, I mean, Shawn Michaels, Triple H. Like you can go down a list because there's just so many male talent that are over a certain age that are still wrestling that should have hung up the boots years ago. But I honestly think that Mickey James could go anywhere. I think she would be a top prospect for anyone. I've seen a lot of people say that she might go to NWA with her husband, Nick Aldis, which I think would be very interesting to see. I mean, you have Melina there. You have Camille, who I think is their women's champion or their number one contender. I mean, there's such fresh talent there that could work with her. So that might be interesting. Or, you know, Ring of Honor, they're bringing back their women's championship. Maria Kanellis, formerly of WWE, made an announcement about a month ago that they were doing a women's tournament. We might see Mickey James there. So I think it's unfortunate that WWE, if they did that, the whole age thing, that they would do that with a woman. I think it's sexist, to be honest, but I don't think Mickey James will have to worry about a paycheck, to be honest with you.
I absolutely agree with that. And for the record, Brock is 43, Goldberg's 54, and Mickey's 41.
Yeah.
My God. She's so old. So awful. I would be really excited to see her in NWA. I think that'd be really cool. But you know, WWE's loss, man.
Yeah.
Big loss. And she did tweet that her plans were to do what they doubted she would. So there'll be more information on that coming. She's going to do a God TV episode on it. So be on the lookout for that. And she's just a wonderful human being. So wishing the best for her. Are we going to keep watching WWE, y'all? I'm a little bitter right now, so I'm not jumping to watch it. Of course, I've seen some tweets earlier, but how are you guys feeling? Are you feeling bitter about it? Are you feeling okay? Like, what's the vibe?
So I watched SmackDown on Friday, and I felt bad while I was watching it, right? But I still watched it, and I'm like, man, I can't believe I'm doing this. I can't believe I'm supporting them after, you know, they did this. But I also kept watching after, you know, last year around the same time when they released so many people the same time before. So I'm just disappointed in myself.
No. Don't be. Do we think we're going to see more releases here soon?
I read last week that they were going to release NXT talent, and that hasn't happened yet. So, I mean, we'll see. I personally, I watched a Stone Cold documentary last night. I don't know if that counts as WWE programming since it wasn't, like, actually, you know, real time. But that was sensational. But I probably will keep watching WWE. I mean, I think WWE goes in waves. Sometimes you're really positive about the product. They have a lot going for them. You know, I'm very excited about Bianca Belair as SmackDown Women's Champion. So obviously I'm very invested there. But it's sad. It's sad that, you know, a lot of talented people, men and women, lost their jobs in these cuts. I just hope there's not any more. I mean, I know there's rumors that there will be, but it's unfortunate.
It is. And the way I think of it is, you know, back in the day, WWE was like the end-all be-all wrestling. Like, that's where you wanted to get to know you're successful. And I think that's no longer the case today. There's so many other companies you can join, et cetera, and opportunities. So I'm excited to see where these ladies land.
Yeah, it's no longer just vanilla ice cream. We're getting multiple flavors out here.
Exactly.
So you go to the ice cream shop and get whatever you want.
Get that little pink spoon. I love it. We wish the best for everyone in their future endeavors and hope to see them soon, especially after July 14th when they can jump into whatever they want to next, which I know I saw Chelsea Green was thinking of starting a podcast possibly. But she's also like
our jobs.
I know. Yes.
If you wanted to do that, I was so offended. I said, girl, you are a good wrestler. Keep wrestling. You don't need a podcast.
Yes. She can just join us for a little while and then she can get back to wrestling.
Yeah. She can join one. She does not have to start her own thing.
Yeah. But you can be a battle gal. Chelsea Green, battle gal.
Sounds personally great. Offended, Iridian.
Girl, I was. I was on Twitter.
You better at her and say no.
I'm scared of her because she will at me back.
Yes. So any final thoughts on all of this? Or do y'all feel like, do you feel better about it? Because I definitely feel better that we've talked about it now.
Yeah, I feel like, you know, I'm very sad that like these women got let go. But at the same time, a lot of them weren't being used on the roster. They weren't having matches. Like Mickey James, we were not seeing her weekly. Peyton Royce, for a long time, we were not seeing her either. So if these women got released to go to a better place, somewhere where they will be used, be future champions at that, I'm excited. So we just have to wait and see what happens.
What do you think, Lo?
I want to insert here the meme of Cardi B being like, what was the reason? What was the reason?
Yes, like, yes.
I mean, like Iridian said, I think a lot of these women will go to other organizations where they'll be appreciated, whether they, you know, have been in the business for 10 plus years or five. Like, I mean, Mickie James is such a hot free agent, and you have Billie Kay and Chelsea Green and Peyton Royce, and I think wherever they go, I think they'll do a great job. I hope we get the Iconics back. I think a lot of the fans would love to see that. And who doesn't love a great tag team that actually goes as a tag team?
Exactly. I do think this is a blessing in disguise, too, because since they're such hot free agents, you know, I feel like that kind of amplifies them in a way. I know it seems weird, but I don't know. Excited to see what everybody's going to do, and much love and peace to all of them. I wish y'all could see me. I'm holding my hand up right now like I'm sending the peace out.
Are you ready to pray?
Yes, yes. Like I'm in church right now. I don't know. It just possessed me. But anyways.
All the good vibes.
All the good vibes. Yes, yes. Well, let's drop the socials, starting with Iridian. Hit it, girl.
Well, you can follow me and Rest Friends on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. And also go on YouTube and hit up our channel, Rest Friends. You can subscribe there and hit the notification bell so you can check out all of our videos when they are uploaded.
Ding, ding. Hello.
Yes, you can find Wrestling Wind Down on any of your favorite streaming platforms, including Spotify, Apple, Google Play, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, and all of the others. We are on Twitter and Instagram at WWDCAST. We recently released a episode with Casey Lee Indo, who is a new wrestling fan. She is also a cosplayer. Very interesting episode. So if you've ever been interested in cosplaying, definitely check it out.
I saw the pics and her cosplays are amazing. So y'all definitely check that out.
They really are.
Yes. And you can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Lena Del Beer, and the podcast at Battleground Podcast on Instagram and at Battleground IHR on Twitter. And until next time, that's the bottom line, because the Battle Gal said so.
We hope you enjoyed today's episode of the Battleground Podcast. Make sure you give it 5 stars and a nice review. To stay up to date with the show, follow them at Battleground Podcast on Instagram.